Hello.
Well, I am in the living room here in Tagama, outside for the 10th or 11th day, I think, in a row. We're having a sunny day. We have south wind and very warm temperatures. That's all supposed to change tomorrow as a serious rain is coming in. But yeah, it's been 10 or 11 days, which with the mud that we have at the farmhouse and the narrow little path to get up there, it's slowly gotten drier to where I actually walked up today with regular tennis shoes and didn't get muddy because we've had so many days without rain. But tomorrow it'll turn into soup again, imagine. Hopefully it won't rain so much that the mud starts to move and close in that little path they made. But we had a good day yesterday. Good morning service. We're still, heavily having COVID still heavily in mind because there's so much around here, and even a number of our congregation are affected by confinement or whatever. But we had a good service, and doing it live on YouTube allows our believers to be able to join in at least that way. And a good number do, so we're thankful for that opportunity. And then yesterday, Dad Allen, who has been with us now for two Sundays, led the singing, and that was interesting, and I think everybody enjoyed it, and they were duly amazed when I told them that he was 87, and they could see how much energy. Speaking of energy, it's Monday afternoon, and I'm struggling to keep the motivation up to continue working on an afternoon when I would rather just go and take a nap, I think. But anyway, there's much to do, so we are moving forward. This week is going to be interesting. Tomorrow evening, Mark and Andrea, the newlyweds, get in from the south with Andrea's parents, the Bells, and so we're going to have a good old time for a few days with the newlyweds, and then our in-laws, or Mark's in-laws, with us, and we have some interesting plans and meals, and yeah, it won't be boring, that's for sure. But we'll still try to keep things on getting ready and things for the next weekend as that comes in. We have a holiday here on this Thursday. It's King's Day, which is it's a big deal here, like Christmas. And so everything will be closed and whatnot. But let me see, the fireside chats, I think Dad is enjoying doing them. He puts a lot of time into preparing his notes and what he's going to say and all that. So tonight, Lord willing, we'll do number six. And yeah, there will be several more that we hope to do and continue with those very, very interesting anecdotes and lessons learned and experiences from the years of ministry. Let's see, what else? Seems like there was something else on my mind and I didn't write it down, so that's dangerous. Yeah, well, I can't remember what it is. My brain's a little dead. I need to get out and do something in town, so I'm gonna head on out. Hope y'all are doing well. You've been receiving a lot of stuff from me lately with the chat notices and all that, so maybe it'll be good to get you something a little shorter. I will send out. Oh yeah, I know what it was. I did a video the other day, an updated video on the mudslide. So I'll send you a link to that. I think it's just a couple of minutes or something, but I went to the sort of in the middle of the mudslide and then sort of did a 360 from the slide itself, give you another view of it. A couple of our church people have come up there, and anybody who comes to the slide and stands there says, "Wow, the pictures and videos did not give me any impression of what it really is like." It is huge. And so that's the truth. But anyway, we try to do our best. I would hope one of these days, maybe in the next few weeks, to be able to get some drone coverage so you can see it maybe a little more in perspective and see exactly what a disaster it is. So we're wondering what God has in mind. He has a plan. We just don't know what it is yet. So, okay, well, maybe I hope to see some of you tonight, maybe in the fireside chat at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. I think that's the way you say it. So God bless you. Have a good one. Oh, I'll send you the link for that, the most recent sort of mudslide update. Take care.